Tamira asked. She was the most xenophobic, I decided, but then such phobia made little difference to their sport, the aliens they sought out usually being the "I'm gonna chew off the top of your head and suck out your brains" variety. "No, so long as we leave them alone," said Tholen. Using his thumb on the side controls of his palm comm, he increased the camera's magnification, switching it to infrared, then ultrasound imaging. "I didn't load anything," said Anders, Tholen's PA. "Are they herbivores?"
"Omnivores," I told her. "They eat some of that vegetation you see and supplement their diet with rock conch and octopole."
"Rock conch and octopole, indeed," said Anders. I pointed to the conch-like mollusks clinging to the wide leaves below the slab. Anders nodded, then said, "Octopole?" "Like it sounds, something like an octopus, lives in pools but can drag itself over land when required." I glanced at Tamira and added, "None of them bigger than your hand." I hadn't fathomed this trio yet. Brother and sister hunted together, relied on each other, yet seemed to hate each other. Anders, who I at first thought Tholen was screwing, really did just organize things for him. Perhaps I should have figured them out before agreeing to being hired. Then Tamira would never have taken the shot she then took. The hot chemical smell from the rifle filled the unbreathable air. I guess they used primitive projectile weapons of this kind to make their hunts more sporting. I didn't know how to react. Tholen stepped forwards and pushed down the barrel of her weapon before she could kill another of the creatures. "That was stupid," he said.
"Do they frighten you?"
she asked coquettishly. I reached up and checked my throat plug was still in place, for I felt breathless, but it was still bleeding oxygen into my bronchi. To say that I now had a bad feeling about all this would be an understatement. You know that as well as putting us all in danger, she just committed a crime, I said, conversationally, as Tholen stepped away from his sister.
"Crime?" he asked.
"She just killed a C-grade sentient. If the Warden AI finds out and can prove she knew before she pulled the trigger, then she's dead. But that's not the main problem now." I eyed the Shek 7, now 6. They seemed to be confused about the cause of their loss. "Hopefully they won't attack, but it'll be an idea to keep watch." He stared at me, shoved his cam into his pocket. I turned away and headed back. Why had I agreed to bring these bored aristos out here to hunt for Myril's mythic gabbleduck? Money. Those who have enough to live comfortably greatly underestimate it as a source of motivation. My fee from Tholen was enough for me to pay off all I owed on my blimp and prevent a particular shark from dropping in for a visit to collect interest by way of involuntarily donated organs. It would also be enough for me to upgrade my apartment in the Citadel, so I could rent it while I went out to look at this world. I'd had many of the available cerebral loads and knew much about Myril's environment, but that wasn't the same as experiencing it. Still, there was much for me to learn, to know, though I was certain that the chances of my finding a gabbleduck, a creature from a planet light centuries away, anywhere on Myril, were lower than the sole of my boot. "She only did that to get attention," said Anders at my shoulder. "Well, let's hope she didn't succeed too well," I replied. I looked up at my blimp and considered the prospect of escaping this trio and bedding down for the night. Certainly, we would be getting nothing more done today, what with the blue giant sun gnawing the edge of the world as it went.